From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim McGuidette. It's Idaho Matters. Bruno Dunes State Park is celebrating the opening of their new observatory to give folks a chance to peek into the far reaches of the cosmos. The new telescope will be the second one at the park and features state-of-the-art technology for looking at the stars. Here to tell us more are Bryce Bialba, manager of Bruno Dunes State Park, and Craig Quintana, public information officer for the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you very much.
Hi there. Thank you.
Awesome. Craig, get us started. How did all this come about?
Well, it's been a long time coming. We're using the dedication of this new observatory next week to mark 25 years of astronomy programming out at Bruno Dunes. So it's always been part of our bag of tricks, and now the bag has gotten a lot bigger with some really fine new technology.
It sounds like it. Bryce, how excited are you about this new telescope?
Oh, it's amazing. Not only is the staff incredibly excited, but the amount of phone calls and inquiries we're getting from the public and school groups, universities, has just been tremendous.
Wow. Okay, Bryce, describe this new observatory for us. What does it look like? What are we going to see?
Yeah, so it's a cinder block building that has a large silver dome on top of it, and it's wonderful because it is a beacon in the park. You can see it from just about anywhere in this park. You just can't miss it. Incredibly beautiful building. They're putting in some new landscaping around the facility, new parking lots to service the demand that we're anticipating. And then once you get inside, there's numerous large screen TVs where we will be able to project some of these deep space images that we're able to photograph. There's also a glass enclosed control room, so you'll be able to see our astronomers at work. And then the public will be able to go into the actual observatory portion of it itself, where this very large, incredibly complicated telescope sits on top of about a 12-foot pedestal. The telescope is a CDK-700 made by Planewave. And it's a 27.5-inch aperture, outfitted with a couple cameras, one for planetary astronomy here in our solar system, and another that is more custom designed for deep space imagery. And one of the most exciting aspects of this is the facility is ADA accessible, and it's actually going to have a periscope lens that comes down to chair height that the entire public will be able to look directly through the telescope and not just have to rely on the camera images.
Wow. And I know I heard there was some discussion about what kind of telescope to put in there. And people really want that. I want to look through and see the stars through the telescope itself, as opposed to just, you know, let's see what's projected on the screen. And I'm guessing that had a big part of what you decided to choose telescope-wise.
It really did. And like I said, this is a Corvette of a telescope. It's incredibly technologically advanced. And so it can be remotely operated over the internet, and it can be used to take these photographs of space and different celestial objects. But when you really boil it down, our visiting public wants to put their eye to that lens and see it for themselves, not just see a picture. Those pictures are going to be great, and we're able to layer and stack them and even increase the detail through the photos. But our public really just wants that personal experience of being able to look at those images themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Craig, how much did all of this cost? Where did all the money come from?
Well, the money question, $2.7 million in round dollars, and that was via the Idaho legislature and the recommendation of Governor Brad Little. But it was American Rescue Plan dollars that Ooh. Were used in 2022. And so this has been a year-long project coming together really quickly. And we're ever so grateful to the governor and the legislature for steering those dollars our way, because we hope to put them to really good use.
We're speaking with Bryce Bialba and Craig Quintana about the new telescope at Bruno Dunes State Park. It's officially going to open next Thursday. Bryce, you already have a telescope out at Bruno, right? But it's been there a while.
We do. We built one in 1998. It was a contribution of the Boise Astronomical Society. They donated a 25-inch Newtonian telescope, which currently, until the opening of the new facility in mid-June, is going to be, the existing telescope is the largest telescope in the entire state of Idaho for the public. The new one, of course, will dwarf that once it does open in mid-June.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know that the older one could be harder to look through. And you mentioned that the new one's going to be so accessible.
It is, yeah. The old telescope, this Newtonian telescope, the lens for it is up towards the top. And so the public actually had to climb a small staircase to get up to be able to look through that telescope. And as I described, the new one is going to have this periscope lens that drops down so that it will be accessible to everybody.
And you mentioned the Boise Astronomical Society, which is really hard to say. But they also have smaller telescopes, right, that they bring out on the quad when you guys do fun nights?
Yeah, Boise Astronomical Society, we call them BASS. They have been just a great volunteer group to work with. They come out and bring some of their own telescopes as well as use some of our smaller scopes as well. And so you're not just waiting in line for one of the two existing telescopes. There's a multitude out there with an educated, knowledgeable volunteer or park employee that can explain to the public what they're seeing.
Gotcha. And it sounds like the new telescope is more than just, hey, come on down and take a look through. It sounds like you're going to have some serious research happening.
Yeah, there's already been interest from Boise State University and some other East Coast universities, as I mentioned earlier. There is the capability, once we improve our internet speeds, that different research organizations would be able to remotely operate the telescope. One unique feature about this telescope is obviously somebody who might be on the East Coast operating it remotely doesn't know what our weather is doing out here. And so it does have automatic protections where if some of our notorious winds or southern Idaho storms show up, it will actually protect itself and shut down and close the dome.
Wow, that's, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Bruno Dunes, it's a pretty dark place.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you've been trying to make it a dark sky park. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. And I'm happy to report our application has been submitted, and we are hoping to qualify for silver tier status and just continue to educate the public through this dark sky process about the importance of preserving the night sky, not just for human beings, but also for all the animals that do rely on the darkness of the desert.
Absolutely. And as I said, grand opening is on Thursday next week. What time is that?
So the grand opening is actually going to be on June 16th. Those pesky supply chain issues have jumped up at us, and we're waiting on one last part to show up.
Ooh.
And then a little bit of training and some polishing touches. But we will be doing a dedication ceremony on the 1st at 11 a.m., where some of the stakeholders and participants, and I do have to give a shout-out to the contractors who've made this all happen. They have gone well above and beyond and have all recognized the importance of the work they're doing. This is a truly unique facility, so a lot of credit to the contractors. But they'll all be coming out and helping us do this grand opening ceremony. But that we won't actually be doing a viewing through it, of course, because it will be 11 a.m. in the morning, so not much to see.
Gotcha. All right. We've been speaking with Bryce Bialba, manager of Bruno Dunes State Park, and Craig Quintana, public information officer for the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation, about the new telescope at Bruno Dunes State Park. Dedication is next Thursday. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you. We look forward to having you all out.
Thank you, Samantha. Yes, please do come out. You'll have a grand time.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.